0-1. And that's driven pretty deep to right. Racing back is Springer, and that's gone. For the second straight day, the Yankees hit a grand slam. This time it's Didi Gregorius, and the Yankees lead it 5-2.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Well, perhaps we're seeing a little residue of a tired bullpen. 9 games since a starter's gone 6 innings. Not as effective as of late.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a curveball. 7 Ks for Martez. He has struck out 3 of the last 4 hitters. 2 out.
Best we've seen him pitch as a big leaguer. He's got a little swagger out there right now, too.
Francis Martez looked rather impressive today.
Yep.
But he's going to come out of the ball game after 5-plus innings. Many of this packed house standing and applauding, showing their appreciation for the effort of the young right-hander.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He should be very proud.
It's 2-1 to Correa. And that's hit in the air pretty deep to right field. It sends back Frazier looking up. See you later! Opposite field for Carlos Correa, his 17th home run of the year. And it is 5-3 Yankees.
How about that for a rocket the other way?
2-2. Slider, bounce right side. This will get the run and fielded by the second baseman, Torres. Throws out Correa. It drives in his second run of the night as Altuve scores. It's 6-4, Yankees.
It could end up being a big run for the Astros. This stage of the game, a 2-run lead, much different than a 3-run.
The 0-1. And Gattis drills this one deep to left field. That one is headed for the train tracks, and you can kiss it goodbye. Man, Evan Gattis unloaded for his 6th home run of the year, and it's 6-5 New York.
Boy, that was a tomahawk on a high 98-mile-per-hour fastball that Gattis just clubbed out of this ballpark, and that's his first home run at Minute Maid Park this season.
Aroldis Chapman on the try and get a 4-out save for the Yankees. Hard-throwing left-hander, and he comes on here with Josh Reddick at third representing the tying run. The go-ahead run, Marwin Gonzalez is at first. There are 2 outs. We're on the bottom of the 8th.
Boy, what a fun baseball game here at Minute Maid Park. 99 miles per hour on average, the fastball from Aroldis Chapman.
He'll face fellow Cuban Yuli Gurriel, who was 0-for-1 in the regular season against Chapman. But you'd have to imagine these two have more familiarity with each other than just the one at bat.
Listen to this crowd.
Whoever wasn't standing before is standing now. Tying run at third and Reddick. Go ahead run at first and Gonzalez. 2 outs, bottom of the 8th. 3-2. Grounded up the third baseline, a fair ball. Reddick scores. Gonzalez is on his way to third. Dug out in the corner by Gardner. Gonzalez around third, coming home. He's going to score. It's a 2-run double by Yuli Gurriel. And the Astros lead it 7-6. Oh, what an inning for the Astros.
Heater inside, doesn't matter to Gurriel. Whips it down the line to knock in a couple of more. He has 4 RBIs and 3 hits in this ballgame and has put the Astros on his back. Wow, this place is going nuts.
One other change for the Astros, Josh Reddick, who pitch ran and scored the tying run in the bottom of the 8th. He's in the game in left field.
One out away from a miraculous comeback for Houston. Playoff atmosphere at Minute Maid Park.
Astros lead by 1. No one on, 2 out. 9th inning for the Yankees. Gardner's ready. So is Giles. Here's the 3-2. And Gardner hits this one out in the left center field. Reddick racing over. He'll have to play it on a bounce. Gardner a big turn. And he will hold up at first base. They'll throw behind him. The tag. Gardner's out. Gardner's out. And that's the ball game. Gardner rounded first too far. Thought about trying to take second. And the throw going behind him from Correa. And they get Gardner.
What a way to end it. Strong throw from Correa. Great communication. Reddick to Correa, to Gurriel, and Gardner with a huge blunder to end the game for the Yankees. What a game!
Astros come back with 4 in the bottom of the 8th to take it.
Wow, what a fun game. That was my favorite game of the year.
And we're joined now by our player of the game, Kent Giles, Astros closer, joining us. And Giles, you were warming up to start that bottom of the eighth inning, and at the time the Astros were trailing 6-3, and, you know, probably thinking, all right, go in, get an inning of work, because you hadn't pitched in a few days. But the next thing you look up, you got a save situation.
I mean, you got to always be prepared. I'm always prepared for these guys, and you never doubt the guys in the lineup. They've always, no matter what the score is, I'm always ready to go. Think I'm going to go in there for the save for them.
And you had some extra hair on that fastball tonight, Kenny. Tell me what you felt like when you're out there. Could you feel the energy at this ballpark?
Yeah, the energy today was electric. I mean, I fed off that so much today. It got me really pumped up. But at the end of the day, I kept my composure, just stayed confident with my fastball, just went out there and pounded the zone.
I mean, you think about the games you guys have played against this Yankees team, and you know, yesterday obviously didn't go very well for the Astros, but for the most part, these have been close, hard-fought games against another potential playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, we're out there just grinding it out. I mean, we just go out there and hopefully we can just compete. We just want to keep it a close game no matter what, and the bullpen's doing the best they can. Keep it a close game as best we can. But we know that we always have confidence, and we know that we're going to score more runs.
Ken, how fun is it to watch this offense night in, night out basis? I mean, you guys are never out of the game.
I mean, never out of the game, exactly. I mean, you got to be ready for us because one little thing can spark us that lineup. I mean, it's very scary, and it's not an easy lineup to go through.
All right. Hey, Ken, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on getting the save and on the team win.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.